It's good to see you guys. Hey, this is our last night together, so excited about that. But I hope you have really enjoyed this. Before we jump in, I just want to say this is something Sarah and I really have enjoyed doing. But more importantly, we hope that it's been helpful. It's cool that it's linking up with our marriage series on Sunday. So lots of marriage talk going on right now, which is probably a good thing for all of us, right? And that's awesome. And I think that's what's cool about what's cool and what's challenging about marriage is it's an ongoing process, right? There is no, oh, if we could just get through a couple years, we'll be good. It's an ongoing learning together process. You good? You sure? Okay, good. They muted you. That's all right. There you go. But anyway, so we're very, very glad that y'all been a part of this. Thank you for sticking in. And for those of you that were curious, we'll definitely do it again. We're looking at hopefully a one night during the holidays to kind of recharge and regroup before the craziness of Christmas and New Year's and all that. So looking forward to that. But hey, let's jump in really quick. I want to keep us moving. So we've had a few different topics. Hey guys, give me kill the music too. We've had a few different topics we've covered. First week, we talked about marriage being a feeling versus a decision and really making that decision every morning to wake up, to love each other, to care for each other, to continue to grow. We talked about link, but don't tether. We talked about how it's important that you do things together, you have activities together, but it's also important that you have some individuality, that you keep that piece of you that God's put you on this earth, something to do. He's given you something to do. And so we don't want you to lose that in marriage, but rather to enhance that through each other and through what you bring to the table. And then last week we talked about conquering mutual challenges that, man, not just, it's not about conflict in marriage, but that we are going to have, as a married couple, we're going to come across certain things that are going to be a challenge for us. And learning to tackle that together, to be a team, to encourage each other through that, all of that is super important. And so tonight we're going to talk about, we titled it Sweat, Simple, Easy, Sex and Exercise. How about that? See, if I had started, some of you are like, I like half of that. I don't know about the other half. I'm not sure which half you like. But we thought this would be a great way to wrap it up. And so really, both of these are super important. And we're not going to harp too much on exercise, but let me unpack that in a sec so that, you know, you get it. But these both involve sweat, right? If you do it right. Just kidding. Okay, so... staying healthy. Let's talk about exercise first, okay? Let's talk about staying healthy in marriage. Now, here's why this is important, okay? So, as we get older, our appearance is going to change. Newsflash.
Chad used to have highlights is one thing that his appearance has changed as he's gotten older. And his hair used to be, like, to here.
Mute her mic, please. No, she's right.
I grew out of it.
I had some surfer hair going on for a little while. You'll never find that picture. But anyways, so
you can come ask me afterwards.
Okay, anyways. But as you grow older, okay, we know that our appearance is going to change, right? We get that. We embrace that. But the idea of being out of shape doesn't have to be the case. And that's really what this is about. And I want to unpack this for you because this is not about we need to go get on a diet. That you're never going to hear us talk like that to you. But what is important is that we take care of ourselves. And there are some really good reasons for that. So that's what I want to highlight today. Now, to start, what does this look like? We're not talking about going to join a CrossFit gym or whatever is your style of fitness. We're talking about getting out and moving. We're talking about going on a long walk. We're talking about, you know, maybe it is going to CrossFit. Maybe that's your thing. Maybe it's going for a jog. Maybe it's taking the stairs and not the elevator, right? Maybe it's yoga. The point is not to go, you know, get on all these diet plans and join the next. It's to just get yourself moving and to keep moving. And the reason this is important is because, number one, Scripture tells us that our bodies are the temple of God. In fact, it says it in 1 Corinthians 6:19. It says this, "Don't you realize that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who lives in you and who is given to you by God? You do not belong to yourself, for God bought you with a high price, so you must honor God with your body." Now, the context of this verse is actually talking about sexual immorality. But the context here and the baseline principle we can take to apply to our bodies just in general, right? Our bodies, and by the way, in case this is foreign to you, maybe this concept of our bodies being a temple of God, the idea here is that when you become a Christian, when you invite Jesus into, that's why we use this terminology, when you invite Christ into your life, God says through Scripture that now the Holy Spirit dwells inside of you. God lives now inside of you. And this is what he's referencing is now you are a temple of God. God now dwells in you, and therefore your body represents the temple that is now housing God. And if you study in the Old Testament, you study temples and how this worked, temples were built with pristine, they were built with precision and with pristine beauty and delicacy, every detail thought through. And what we're saying here is that your body, my body, as temples of God, they should be seen in a similar light. We should want to take care of them. We should want to take care of the house that is housing God. And so this is the first idea. But the second thing is, and we've referenced this a few times, man, I believe you are put on this earth, I am put on this earth to do something for God, to make an impact for the kingdom of God, whatever that may look like. And if you're always sick or always tired or you can't move, whatever that may look like, because we're not taking care of ourselves, well, we may be limited on what God may be calling us to do. And that's the season that we don't want to be in. We always want to be ready and able to fulfill what God's called us to. So don't get too caught up in this. It's like, oh my gosh, they just told me to go on a diet. But really think of it as, man, I'm housing God. I want to honor him. I want to take care of my body. And I want to be useful to God. And I want to be useful to my spouse and to my kids and to my family and to my job. And so taking care of myself. One of the things I found too, when we stay just mobile, we'll just put it that way, you have more energy. Ever notice that? When you kind of go through these static seasons, or you ever wonder why you sit on the couch all day and you watch Netflix or whatever you watch, and you get up and you feel amazing, right? No, you actually feel worse because all you did was sit there. It's the same idea. The more we move, the more excited we are going to be to do things. And if we've been placed here to do something for God, I think that's really important. And the other piece of this, which this is just good, it shows good care for yourself and it shows love to your spouse. Now, this is not the only way we show love to our spouse, but it sure is nice when I present the best piece of me to my wife. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Thank you. That's what I was looking for. Right? So we always want to look our best for our spouse. That's a great thing. But this isn't about looks. This is about taking care of ourselves. And so I say this. Now, Sarah and I, we love fitness. We're into fitness. But you don't have to be into fitness. But we should all be into taking care of ourselves. We should all be into being in the best position to serve God, to love our spouse, to take care of our families. And gentlemen, here's a cool perspective. If your house catches on fire and your kid's trapped upstairs and for whatever it is, stops you from being able to help, okay, because you didn't take care of yourself, that'd be tough. Now, things happen. Don't get me wrong. There's other things that may be part of that equation. But if we just didn't do our part, or if maybe we simplify, we say, man, I was just so tired all the time. I didn't do these things. But we could have done something about it. You want to be careful there. And so think about your body as a temple of God. Think about your body as something you can use to honor God, which leads to the next thing, which is amazing. I don't know why I pointed at you, but that's awesome. Because sex is the other part of the sweat equation. Some of you are like, why didn't we start with this week one? This would have been amazing. Well, here's the deal. Here's what you need to hear. The longer you're married, typically, the less frequency you're going to have in your sex life. Okay? Now, you may be different. That's wonderful. But for the average person, frequency goes down. But here's what shouldn't go down. Quality. I'm not about to give you a sex talk in those things, so don't freak out. Some of you are like, this is about to get weird. But quality should not go down. Why, Chad, should quality not go down? Because, here you go, this is it. Because sex is a gift from God. Sex is a gift from God. And sex actually has multiple purposes, and that's what we want to highlight for you real quickly tonight, because some of these we don't think about very often, but when you think about these, it actually amplifies the beauty of sex in marriage. Number one, the main thing that God's given us, the reason, one of the ways it's a gift, is that sex is enjoyable, right? All right, I need to ask that. Wouldn't it be terrible if procreating was just not enjoyable? All right, it's a gift. Okay, we're going, we're sidetracking, but I was just trying to amplify it. It's a gift. All right, let me show you four things really quick. And some of this is going to be really interesting, and all these are backed up with Scripture in case you were like, this is getting weird. It's not weird. Look what the Bible says. Number one, here's why sex is important. Number one, sex is for oneness. We have used this verse over and over. Genesis 2:24. Therefore, a man shall, what? Leave his father and his mother, hold fast to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. We join together in marriage in multiple ways, but one of those is absolutely in the physical. Sex is not just for enjoyment. It is also for oneness. It's to build unity. Time apart in this area in marriage can be really detrimental, all right? Number two, sex is for pleasure. Yeah, you're welcome. Isn't that great? What does the Bible say about this? Let me show you. Song of Solomon, 5:1. Some of you are like, wait, what did he say again? Song of Solomon, 5:1. I came to my garden, my sister, my bride. I gathered my myrrh with my spice. I ate my honeycomb with my honey. I drank my wine with my milk. Eat, friends, drink, and be drunk with love. Beyonce thought she coined drunk in love. It actually came from the Bible. Let's go. Now, guys, I'm going to encourage you to take this home tonight and use this verse, all right? What's he saying here? He is saying, this is my wife. This is my gift from God, and I'm going to enjoy her. And I'm going to enjoy her so much that the enjoyment, that I'm trying to get too weird here, the enjoyment we will have will be so great that it would be almost equivalent to being drunk. This is what he's trying to articulate to us. Bible tells us this is a gift. Use it. Enjoy it. It builds oneness. It brings pleasure. But sex also, you ready for this? Sex is also for protection. Sex is also for protection. 1 Corinthians 7:5. Do not deprive one another, except perhaps by agreement for a limited time, that you may devote yourselves to prayer, but then come together again so that Satan may not tempt you because of your lack of self-control. Okay, now catch this. First of all, what he's saying at the beginning here is that there may be seasons in your marriage, very short times is what he's implying here, where, you know what, we pause here for just a moment because we got stuff going on, okay? Maybe we just, like, for example, we just lost someone in our family, okay? You're probably not coming after your spouse going, hey, can we get together tonight? There's seasons where we take these moments where we pull away. And what does he say? Well, because we're seeking God and we're seeking prayer. But then notice what he says. Come back together again quickly. Why? Because sex, also one of its pieces, is for protection. You and your spouse are to be together, and you and your spouse are to be the only ones together. And by being intimate with each other in great frequency, whatever that means for you, it builds a layer of protection for both male and female. It means I'm not looking for it or yearning for it anywhere else because I find the fulfillment in my marriage. Now, pause here, okay? This would not be a time to do the little elbow to your spouse. But here's what I'm saying. You have to be a little open-minded about this because some of us are different. Now, I'd like to say it's just men that struggle with really being lustful and all that, but it really comes with both sides. But I'll just use the guys for a minute. This is a great way, wives and husbands, to protect yourself in marriage. If you fulfill each other, you will find far less reasons to look anywhere else. This is part of the protection plan that God's given us. So it's oneness, it's pleasure, it's protection. And then finally, the simple one, it's procreation. And you know, our children's ministry is a little light, so we were hope. I'm just kidding. That's a joke. Someone's going to take that little piece and share it. Genesis 1:28, and God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the heavens and over every living thing that moves on the earth. Listen, God gave us this gift, but this gift is not just for enjoyment. It's not just for protection. It's not just for making babies. It's not just for oneness. But when you bring all this together, do you see how beautiful intimacy is in marriage? And isn't it cool that we serve a good God that would put this together for us to be able to enjoy? And so, as you are spending time together in intimate moments, I want you to think about these things. Man, this is about oneness. I want my wife, I want my husband to know that I am theirs and they are mine. This is about pleasure. Man, we should enjoy our time together. That's as far as I'm going to go with that. And it is also for protection. We stay with each other. We stay close to each other so that nothing else could get in the way. And then finally, it's for procreation. So, you know, decide when you want to have kids, and that's wonderful. Do all that. Here's all I said to you as we leave. This is one of those, I actually love talking about these kind of topics because they make everyone uncomfortable. They're just like, I don't know what to do. But here's the deal. If you don't talk about these things, it ends up leading to problems down the road. And so it's important. Now, don't leave here on the exercise part feeling like, oh my gosh, they were coming. No, no, no. We just want to encourage you. We just want to challenge you, man. Think about your body as a temple. Honor the Lord. Take care of yourself. Give your spouse the best. Always be ready to do what you need to do. That's a great thing. When it comes to sex, if you right now are going, oh my gosh, we're about to go face to face and we're about to talk about sex and that makes you really uncomfortable, I got great news for you. This is going to be wonderful because you have to talk about it. You have to. And I think this happens, I don't know how many, maybe none, but if you don't talk about sex, there's a chance for it to be problematic for you. Don't do that. God's given you a gift. Man, open up. Now, talk quietly, all right? So we're not eavesdropping on anybody. But this is something to be talked about. It's something to work through and to navigate. And some of you, you're going to get to one of the questions, and you're going to be like, they're talking about, like, making time for this. This is where you don't plan it. You just, listen, when you have kids and a career and all the other things, I'm just going to say it is absolutely okay to get strategic and to plan so that you can make sure you're spending these moments together. Because to look back and go, you know, our sex life fell apart because we just got too busy, that's not okay.